time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. Last time I talked about beachcombing and how it causes me to wonder about the journey that things take to wind up on the beach when I find them. This time I want to talk about the situation where you know where something enters the ocean and you want to know where it's going to travel to. There are two situations where this is important. One is when it's known roughly where a boat sinks and the Coast Guard wants to figure out the drift pattern of the survivors. This helps them narrow the area that they search with helicopters and airplanes and can dramatically improve the chances of finding the survivors. Now, as you can imagine, the drift pattern depends on a lot of factors, and some of those are related to how the survivors will drift. For example, if they are on a life raft, then their movement will be more influenced by the direction and strength of the wind, which will push the life raft along to some extent. On the other hand, if the survivors are actually swimming in the water, then they present very little profile above the water surface, so the wind does not have as much of a direct influence on how they drift. Of course, surface current and waves are also important. So all of these factors are analyzed to predict how fast and in what direction survivors will drift in the ocean, and then this is used to estimate where they will be at a given point in time after the sinking. The other area where this kind of analysis is important is in oil spills. Many of the same parameters are used, such as wind, current, and wave information. An additional consideration is the nature of the spill. Every substance behaves differently in how it is moved and dispersed by ocean and wind conditions. For example, diesel fuel will remain on the water surface much longer in flat conditions with no wind. With breaking waves and strong wind, it'll be dispersed and evaporated sooner, therefore reducing how long it can harm wildlife, but also reducing how much time there is to try to contain the spill. For spills in the ocean, it turns out there's a part of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration that runs computer models to predict what a given spill is going to do in the ocean. Interestingly, that modeling was performed for the crab fishing boat that sank at the North Jetty a while back. And it predicted, based on the tidal currents and wind, that any fuel that leaked would wash up on Fairhaven Beach, about from the Coast Guard station to the Fairhaven Terminal. Now, no diesel fuel showed up on the beach, which is great, but a lot of other parts of the boat did wash up, just about exactly in the area that the model predicted. And I know this because my son and I walked the beach that day and found many items that clearly came from the crab boat. And in this rare case, I knew where those items came from, I knew about their journey, and of course I knew where they landed on the beach. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.